The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for joining me today. Omaha Children's Museum, if there's anything happening with respect to making it COVID safe, my goodness, it's happening at the Omaha Children's Museum. And with me is Kim Reiner. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations over there. Kim, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, have you done a lot of changes, especially this Super Gravitron upgrade is amazing. For those who might not know what it is, tell folks what it is and what it does, and then the changes you've made to it.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of families know this as the ballroom, where there's just a ton of little balls that are all over the place, and this Gravitron shoots balls out from the top, it drops balls on them, and it really is. It's in our science center, and it teaches them a lot, and it's just a fun place. But there's a lot of blowers in it, typically, to move the balls around, and a lot of kids are handling these plastic balls. So we've had to upgrade that, and we've been so lucky to receive some CARES Act funding to do that. The most important thing is that now these balls are going to be treated with this UVC light continuously throughout the day. So they'll feed the ball into the tubes. It'll go under this light, it'll be disinfected, and then by the time it shoots back out, it's going to be clean. It's going to kill the viruses, bacteria, any possible mold or even. We've been doing this, cleaning them a couple times a day using a standalone machine. And it's worked well, but we're excited to have it being a continuous thing.
Because this actually means that when one child takes one of these balls and drops it into one of the holes of the Gravitron machine, that when it comes out that other hole to a different child, it's already been sanitized.
Correct. Exactly. So it's going to be an amazing addition. We're so excited.
I don't blame you at all. Talk about some of the new air filters as well.
Yeah, so we've been working on this one. We've been trying to get them into the museum, and now with this funding, we're able to bring in about 30 units of these air filters that will just filter out about 99.9% of pathogens in the air. This is just going to just keep circulating air as the cleanest possible air in the museum. We'll have it out where guests are. We're going to have it back for our staff in the admin offices, and this is just extremely helpful.
What has that allowed you to do to the hours at Omaha Children's Museum? Because they're changing here, aren't they?
Yes. We are now open continuously from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 5 days a week. And prior to these updates, we've been closing for an hour each day and limiting families to choosing one session, either in the morning or in the afternoon. And in the closure time, we would have been disinfecting and just doing everything possible for the next hour to prep for the next group. And now we can just do this continuously. So, you don't have to plan around nap time. Like, just come when it's convenient for your family.
And when it's time to use the restroom, turns out the faucets and all that are now touchless, aren't they? Door handles as well.
We've gone that far, too. Yeah, so we used to have a touchless entrance. And that worked out great. We wanted to find a way to make sure that people can use the restrooms. And now we just have this handle that you don't have to touch with your hands and go inside and exit. And it's all just ways to make contact even less of an issue. And not even during just this time, but in the future.
So with all these great changes that have happened at the Omaha Children's Museum with the hours and with the upgrades and the additions of all this great safety equipment, what can we expect during the holiday season, which would be a great time to take the kids over, wouldn't it?
Right. So it's always been a popular time to visit, and I know that there are families concerned about how are you going to do. We always have, Santa's magic here. It's a memorable time for children, and so we wanted to keep things feeling reassuring and familiar, but also safe for them and for our family. So we've adapted Santa's magic. It used to be, you would see Santa, you would do a whole show, and then you can go talk to Santa and sit on his lap. And now this year, we've revised it to make it safer. And Santa's actually going to be talking to kids from Zoom, something that I'm sure a lot of kids are now familiar with. The whole show is going to be around how do we make the best of this year? And so many things have changed. But Santa and Christmas can still be a joyful time. And so the familiar elves will help kids figure out how are other people celebrating Christmas. And maybe we can find new traditions. And it's just kind of reassuring children that it's going to be a great year and we'll make the best of it. And we're in this together. I know kids love the indoor snowfall, so we'll still have that. It's still going to be a familiar show. But I think it's going to be a reassuring thing for children to see.
So in essence, how we can make 2020 actually become a bit of a gift around the holiday season.
Exactly. I think it's a great message even for parents this year. It'll be good.
I got to tell you, it honest to goodness put a smile on my face. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so it's cute. And we started offering virtual visits with Santa now. And they were so popular that they've sold out. So we are trying to work some Santa magic and get some more available because kids still want to have that one-on-one time with him. But do it in the safest possible way and still be personalized and chat with Santa. So we're hoping to get some more screen time with Santa available for children so they can share their lists.
Absolutely. You got to get a little time with the big fella, that's for sure.
Right?
What is the website people can go to for information?
OCM.org.
There you go. Kim Reiner, Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Omaha Children's Museum. Thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.